From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Clinton unveils a new code of conduct targeting sweatshops worldwide. Disney operations in Haiti told to look out. In Suriname, a millionaire's wife recovers from a letter bomb explosion. And a word of warning from Brian Lara's agent to the US golfing sensation Tiger Woods. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. President Clinton has unveiled a new code of business conduct which aims at improving conditions in sweatshops around the world. Millions of people, adults and children, are employed in sweatshops where they work long hours in harsh conditions for almost no money. The new code calls on American companies to pay a guaranteed minimum wage pegged to each nation's cost of living and to establish a maximum 60-hour week with at least one day off. I asked the New York-based director of the National Labour Committee, Charles Kunagan, how the code will benefit countries in the Caribbean. Specifically, I pointed to Haiti, where there's concern over alleged sweatshop conditions in Haitian textile factories linked to the Walt Disney Company.
Clearly, this sends a message right across Central America and the Caribbean, right across Asia, that if you want to sell in the United States, if you want to contract with some of the largest multinational firms in the United States, you are going to have to implement these human rights codes and this issue of a living wage. Haiti is a perfect example. Many third world countries, by necessity, in competition against each other, set their minimum wage, their legal minimum wage, below subsistence. It's a way of drawing investment.